إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah allows to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worship of Allah and his final messenger. Ibadallahi ikhwat al-Iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned to us and he summarized for us who a believer, a mu'min is. He said that a believer is the one who believes and says, Raditu billahi rabba. I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. Wa bil Islami deena. And I am pleased with Islam as my religion. Wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya. And I am pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet. And in the previous khutab, we spoke about these blessed words. And that this phrase, Raditu billahi rabba. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا. That this is from the adhkar which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say in the morning after Fajr and in the evening after Asr. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ. Any Muslim worshipper, يَقُولُ حِينَ يُسْبِحُ وَحِينَ يُمْسِي ثَلَاثًا. He says three times in the morning, and he says three times in the evening, Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil Islami deena, wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya. Whoever says these adhkar three times in the morning, i.e. after Fajr, and three times in the evening, i.e. after Asr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِلَّا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُرْضِيَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Except that Allah has taken it upon Himself that this person will be pleased on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the reward for these words is a great reward. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, يَا أَبَا سَعِيد, O Abu Sa'id, مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. Whoever is pleased with Allah as his Lord, وَبِالْ إِسْلَامِ دِينَ, and he is pleased with Islam as his religion, وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا, and he is pleased with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as his prophet, وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Jannah is guaranteed for that person. And Abu Sa'id, he was so happy and so pleased, he said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَعِدْهَا عَلَيَّ. O Messenger of Allah, say it to me again. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated it. And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam نَبِيًّا. That the one who is pleased with Allah as his Lord and pleased with Islam as his religion and pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his prophet, this person has tasted the sweetness of Iman. So these words, simple words, they take no effort or very little energy and only a few seconds to say. However, they contain a great reward that Jannah is guaranteed for such a person. And Allah will make him pleased on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that this person will taste the sweetness of Iman. Ibadallahi ikhwat al-Iman. When we say Raditu bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya, I am pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet. These words, are they of any benefit to a person and he does not know who his prophet was? Can a Muslim be a Muslim and he does not know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and neither does he respect him or love him. So therefore we have to know who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. And in addition to this, we have to respect him and defend him and love him. So who was this man? And what were his qualities? And which message did he bring to humanity? So he is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the son of Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim, the son of Abdul Muttalib, the son of Hashim. Wa Hashim min Quraysh, and Hashim was from Quraysh. Wa Quraysh min al Arab, and the Quraysh were from the Arabs. Wal Arab min dhurriyyat Ismail ibn Ibrahim, and the Arabs, they descended from the children of Ismail, who was the son of the Prophet of Allah, Ibrahim. May peace and blessings be upon all the prophets and the messengers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned five names for himself. In an authentic hadith, he mentioned five names for himself. He said, Ana Muhammad, I am Muhammad. Wa ana Ahmad, and I am Ahmad. Wa ana al-Mahi, and I am al-Mahi. Alladhi yamhu Allah bi al-kufr, the one through whom Allah wipes away al-kufr. Wa ana al-Hashir, and I am al-Hashir. Alladhi yuhshara an-nas ala qadami, the one after my footsteps the people will be resurrected. Meaning on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the first person to be resurrected will be the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then everybody else will be resurrected after him. Wa ana al-Aqib, and I am al-Aqib. Alladhi laysa ba'dahu an-nabi, the one after whom there is no other prophet. So these are five names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he mentioned regarding himself: Muhammad and Ahmad and al-Mahi and al-Hashir and al-Aqib salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. And he was born in Mecca, and he lived in Mecca for 40 years before prophethood. And then after 40 years, revelation was given to him. So he became a prophet and a messenger. And then he remained 13 more years in Mecca, calling the people to the religion of Allah and calling the people to At-Tawheed. And then after 13 years, when the harm and the animosity of the people of Mecca became severe, then he was permitted to migrate to Al-Madinah. And then he lived for 10 years in Al-Madinah, worshipping Allah subhanahu and teaching the people and guiding them and educating the people about their religion and building the Islamic state. And it is not known with certainty when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born. So the ulama, the Muslim historians, they have many different opinions regarding the birth date of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And for this reason, the celebration of his birthday is not legislated. And it is not from loving the Prophet that a person celebrates his birthday. Because those who are most loving of him, his friends, his companions, his wives and his daughters, they never celebrated a single maulid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, his death is known, and he died on a Monday, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 11 years after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu, he affirmed the death of the Prophet in the Quran. He said, innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun, that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will die and they will also die. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was not a man like other men. Rather, he was a man, but he was Rasulullah lin-nas. He was the messenger of Allah to the people. Wa rahmatan lil alamin, and he was the mercy of Allah through to creation. Wa hujjatuhu ala al-khalqi ajma'in, and he was the evidence of Allah against the creation. Wa shahidan alayhim yawm al-qiyamah, And he is the witness who will be brought forward on Yawm al-Qiyamah upon humanity. And he is Muhammad al-Mustafa al-Mukhtar. He is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chosen one and the purified one. اختارَهُ اللَّهُ لِحَمْلِ رَايَتِهِ. And Allah chose him to carry the banner of Islam. وَجَعَلَهُ خَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And Allah made Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the seal of all the prophets. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ. Muhammad is not the father of one of your men. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. However, he is the messenger of Allah. وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And he's the final of the prophets. And Allah subhanahu, he mentioned the descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran. He said, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Prophet, inna arsalnaka, verily we have sent you as a messenger, shahidan, as a witness over humanity, wa mubashiran, and a giver of glad tidings, wa nadhira, and a warner of the punishment, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ, and a caller to Allah بِإِذْنِهِ, by His permission, وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا, and a shining lamp. And Allah said regarding him, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy to mankind. And Allah called him مُذَكِّر, the one who reminds. He said, فَذَكِّر إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّر. So remind the people, because you are a reminder. And even before prophethood, even before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a prophet, Allah had purified him from the impurities of al-jahiliyyah, and Allah had protected him from the weaknesses of the people, and Allah had bestowed upon him every good and lofty manner. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before prophethood, he was known for his lofty manners and his truthfulness and his honesty amongst his people. And Allah said, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Verily, Allah will protect you from the people. So Allah protected him from the impurities and the shirk of al-jahiliyyah. And for this reason, even before Islam and even before prophethood, he never ate the meat which was slaughtered for other than Allah. And it has never been narrated that he touched an idol or he bowed down to an idol. And it has never been mentioned that he drank alcohol or he committed fahisha. And he was not known for treachery and dishonesty. Neither was he known for cheating and lying. And he was not one who would curse and swear. And neither was he hasty in front of the people. Rather, even before Islam, he was Halim and Hakima. He was kind and tolerant, and he was pardoning and forgiving, and he was wise, Sadiq and Amina, and he was truthful and trustworthy. And Allah subhanahu, even before prophethood, he bestowed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam every good manner. And then when the Quran was revealed, then his good manners increased and they were improved. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, that the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were the Qur'an, meaning he lived by the Qur'an. And in Jahiliyyah, the Arabs before prophethood, they knew the Prophet as As-Sadiq al-Amin, the truthful one and the trustworthy one. And they would go to him to mend their relationships and to solve their problems. And he was Amin, trustworthy. So they would leave their property with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a trust. And for this reason, many years later, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to make hijrah from Makkah to Al-Madina, he had to delay his hijrah because he had with him property of the Quraysh that they had left with him as a trust. So he charged Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu and made him responsible for returning the property of the people to them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah sent him as a role model over us. And in every situation of your life, in every state that you find yourself in, You will find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also in that situation. So if you are a son, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a son. And if you are an orphan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam grew up to be an orphan. And if you are a husband, or a father, or a son-in-law, or a father-in-law, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was thus. And if you are an imam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an imam. And if you are the ruler of a country, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the ruler of a country. And if you are a teacher, or if you're a soldier, or if you're a general, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was thus. And if you are going through poverty, then your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through poverty. And if you have health, and if you have wealth with you, then at times the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had wealth with him. And if you are going through difficulties and anxieties, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through difficulties and anxieties. And if you are at loss due to the death of a son or a daughter, then the sons and the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died. And if you are going through an illness, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through many illnesses. And if you are living in the land of the kuffar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived under the kuffar. And if you are living in a Muslim country, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in Al-Madinah, in a Muslim state. The point is that every situation you find yourself in, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be your guide, because he also went through those scenarios. And there is no other man in history whose the details of his life has been mentioned in such detail like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we know how the Prophet brushed his teeth, and we know which foot he would enter into the toilet with, and we know how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would shower, and we know which food the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would eat, and we know what type of medicine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took. Every aspect of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been detailed in the books. So he has to be your role model, and Allah made him your role model. He said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily there is for you in the Messenger of Allah a good role model. And as for the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then those who lived with him, and those who mixed with him, and those who sat with him, they bore witness to his manners. And Anas radiallahu anhu said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسِ خُلُقًا. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the best of people in his manners. He was لَيِّنُ الْجَانِبْ. He was gentle with the people, and he would not deal with them with harshness, and he would not reply to their disrespect with disrespect, and he would not belittle them with mocking and swearing and insulting. Rather, he was حسن المعاشرة لطيف القول. He was gentle and soft in his speech, and he was good in his interaction with the people, and he was easy upon them. And Allah mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That due to the mercy of Allah upon you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are gentle with the people. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. And if you were rude with your speech and harsh in your heart, لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, then the people would have fled away from you. And Allah mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Verily a messenger has come to you from your own selves. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Whatever you suffer, it grieves him. حَرِيسٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. And he is concerned over you. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And he is kind and merciful towards the believers. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, لَمْ يَكُنْ فَاحِشًا وَلَا مُتَفَحِّشًا وَلَا صَخَّابًا فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was not obscene, and neither was he offensive, and neither was he noisy and boisterous in the markets. وَلَا يَجْزِي بِالسَّيِّئَ السَّيِّئَةَ. And he would never reply to bad with bad. وَلَكِنْ يَعْفُو وَيَصْفَحْ. Rather, he would forgive and he would pardon. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to encourage the people. And he said to them, should I inform you of the person upon whom Jahannam is forbidden? He said, عَلَى كُلِّ هَيِّنٍ لَيِّنٍ سَهْلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Upon every gentle, soft, easy, approachable person. So these were the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is your Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wasalamuhu alayhi. And so you have to know him, and you have to love him, and you have to respect him, and you have to defend him, and you have to support him, and you have to follow his way, and you have to teach your children who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, and how much they should love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that you have to teach your children that they have to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than they love their own fathers and their own mothers. He said, لا يؤمن أحدكم. None of you truly believes. حتى أكون أحب إلي. Until I am more beloved to him. من ولده. From his own son. ووالده. And his own father. والناس أجمعين. And all humans. أقول قولي هذا. واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولي الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله وأمينه على وحيه ومبلغ الناس شرعه ما ترك خيرا إلا دل الأمة عليه ولا شر إلا حذر الأمة منه فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. As Muslims, we have to be pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as our prophet. رضيت بمحمد sallallahu alayhi wasallam نبيا. And we have to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, where is the benefit? Where is the benefit in loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam if we do not follow his way and if we do not show him obedience and rather we go against the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So the indicator of your iman and the validity of your iman and you believing and you being a mu'min is in how much you follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And for this reason, we have to do what he encouraged. And we have to stay away from that which he forbade. And Allah linked obedience to the messenger and your iman, you being a mu'min. Allah said in the Quran, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Show obedience to Allah and show obedience to his messenger if you are truly believers. And you know in the previous years how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how he was mocked and how cartoons were drawn against him and how these cartoons were released in the journals and the newspapers. And a few years ago when these cartoons were drawn and when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was mocked, the Muslims, they became angry. However, what is the benefit in your anger if you yourselves don't obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So people mocking the Prophet and joking about him, this is not something which is strange, and neither is it new. Right from the beginning, from day one, the people have been mocking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the kuffar. And Allah has protected the Prophet against those who mock him. Allah said, وَكَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. Verily, we have sufficed you against those who mock you. So the kuffar mocking and joking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not new and neither is it strange. But what is strange is a Muslim who claims to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then he does not show him obedience. This is strange. And he does not live by his guidance. This is strange. So the indicator of your love of the Prophet is in you following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ta'asir Rasul wa anta taz'umu hubbahu. You claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and yet you disobey him. هَذَا لَعَمْرِي فِي الْقِيَاسِ لَشَنِيعُ. This is something which is illogical. لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَطَعْتَهُ. If your love of the Prophet was truthful, you would follow him. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. The one who claims to follow another, he shows love and obedience to him. And loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of the Prophet, it is not attained through shirk. And it is not attained through bid'ah. So it is not justification that a person says, the reason why I'm doing this bid'ah is because I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, the love of the Prophet is through tawheed. The love of the Prophet is in worshipping Allah. The love of the Prophet is in sticking to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هذا صلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعزنا بالإسلام والدين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وأقم الصلاة